produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, and it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. Whether you're His child or not, He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for you to know that He loves and cares for you. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to further give help in the broken pieces of your life. I want to inspire you to know that you can overcome broken battles in your life. I want to inspire you to know that you can move past the broken pieces in your life. By sharing personal testimonies, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences using scripture from the Bible and asking you questions to glean upon, I teach how you can overcome many battles of brokenness that you too might face in your personal life. My intention of this show is to talk about the things that we're dealing with right now in our lives. In the introduction of the book, Better Broken for Youth, I stated that it's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The Lord knows each and every battle that we might face. The Lord knows our hearts, and He knows the struggles that we have at this moment. I want to go back and emphasize on some things in the books that I have written that remind us that the Lord is here for us in those times of brokenness. The Lord has taught me so much through different phases of brokenness in my life, and I hope that the Lord will teach you also as you go through trials in your life. So many good people are going through so much today at this present time in their lives. If I tried to name all of the battles that I personally know about of others that are going through battles right now, or myself, close loved ones that I have, I think we would be here all day as we tried to list those battles. But I will spare you that time, so I will just gather everything up that's on my heart and say, living in the world that we have today, in the present moment that we are in today, with all of the challenges that we each face, I can honestly say that we are all living in some of the hardest times and hardest days of our lives. In a time of fear, illnesses, death, financial loss, betrayal, and so much more, we see brokenness all around us. We see people who are struggling just to survive. As a pastor's wife, there are times that I can honestly say that when someone comes to me about a problem in their life, I honestly don't know what to say to them. There are moments that I am contacted by a friend or by a church member that's going through a certain heartache or pain that they have suffered after losing a loved one. And I personally cannot understand, because I have not gone through what they've been through yet. I have not lost a parent of mine yet. I have lost grandparents, but our relationship was more of a distance type of relationship. We weren't extremely close. And even though it hurt, I can't understand someone losing a grandparent that was like a best friend to them. There are moments of time and times in our lives that we just need to remember to stop and listen to that person that is trying to cry out to you. There are moments of listening to a friend cry tears of fear and worry as they face the news of a terrible illness that maybe they were just diagnosed with. I can't say I'd understand that type of pain, because I've not experienced the pain of going through cancer and the treatments and the different things that you have to face in order to try to heal from such a terrible disease. I've not been through such a terrible diagnosis as some of the diseases that you hear about in our society. I've not been through losing a loved one to an illness such as this, these types of diseases. I've personally been through some physical challenges and trials myself, and I will talk more about that later on in the program as I go into the book for ladies. But I have not lost a parent yet. I have not suffered greatly through a specific disease that could eventually take your life. I've not been there. So I don't know what to say to someone who is suffering in that field today? I don't know what to say to someone who is hurting and in pain physically as they undergo treatments to radiate and to kill, try to kill the cancer that has been trying to eat up their bodies. What do we do when someone asks us the question that we all dread to hear? And sometimes we even ask ourselves the question, why? Why God? Why is this happening to me? Why is my family going through this? Why am I hurting so bad if you love me? I'm going to share with you what my husband shared in a sermon and the advice that he gives in dealing with trials of life. And I'm going to quote what he stated, and then I will pick up from there. May I try to be a help to someone with these words, why? The most difficult question that I've been asked through the years of my ministry as a pastor is this: preacher, why did this happen to our family? Why would God put us through this trial? Many times it becomes habitual, and rightfully so, because of the scripture that we have learned, for me as a pastor to say something like this: God's ways are not our ways. Or maybe something like, God is working things for your good. While those answers and words are scripturally correct, here's where we drop the ball many times. We are forcing an opinion of, you're not supposed to question God, to hurting people who are beyond thinking rationally because they are so broken from whatever trial they are facing. Let's be more open to what the scriptures say. Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross and suffering incomprehensible pain and agony, and the wrath of God was being poured out on him for our sin, Matthew 27:46 records that Jesus said, my God, why? Jesus himself asked God why had he forsaken him. If Jesus, who was the perfect, blameless Son of God, in the most difficult time of his personal life, asked God why, then don't feel like that you're committing some gross sin if a circumstance of life has knocked you so low that you cannot get up and you want to ask God why. Talk to God. God already knows your heart. If asking him why is a way for you to open up to him, then go ahead and ask why. But be ready to listen for his answer. He is always speaking to us. May I try to be a help to someone with these words? The most difficult question I've been asked through the years of my ministry is this: preacher, why did this happen? Or why would God put our family through this? But Jesus has always been there for us. And I try to explain to these families that it is okay to ask God why. Talk to God in these times. He already knows your heart. If asking him why is a way for you to open up to him and talk to him, then go ahead. But be ready to listen when he is speaking. Be ready to hear him in the quiet stillness of the night. These are words that were spoken by my husband, Pastor Richard West, in one of his sermons that he preached not long ago. And when I was younger, I can remember being told to never question God. I can remember hearing preachers tell us that we should never ask God why. But now that I'm older, I'd like to say that I've become a little bit more wiser in some things, and I've learned that there are times in our lives that we are going to ask God why. There are times in our lives that it's okay to be open with the Lord in your most raw moments. It's okay to ask Him why. Jesus did this Himself on the cross, as my husband said. He was a human in human flesh, just like you and I. The only difference was He was a perfect human, where we can never be perfect. He understands all that we are going through as a human. And that is why God allowed for Jesus to come unto the earth in human form with human flesh and human feelings so that He can understand trials and tragedies that we too might face. He doesn't expect us as Christians to be super powerful and understanding when we go through heartaches and fears. He knows the pain, heartache, fears, and tears that we shed. He is there for us through everything that we go through. I'm personally thankful that I don't have to deal with my heartaches, worries, fears, brokenness, and all of the things that I have gone through in my life and will go through in my life all alone. So the next time that you are in this place, remember that it's okay to be real with God. Listen to the one who needs to ask these questions. Allow for Jesus to be the answer to these people and the problems of their lives. Allow for Jesus to be the answer to the problems in your life. Be there for your friend, even if it's just simply listening and hearing them as they cry and pour out their hearts to you as a dear friend of theirs or dear family member of theirs. Be there for them and listen, even if you don't have the words to say. The Lord will guide you, but also be careful with the words that you say. Sometimes in losing a loved one, I think I've shared this before, but in losing a loved one, as we have been to many funerals and viewings before funerals and such, a lot of times just sit to be there with the families or be there for the families, and we listen to people all around us. And we might hear someone go to the family that just lost a loved one and say, well, you know, they're in a better place. Well, if they were saved and they went to heaven, they are in a better place in reality, but that person does not want to hear that they are in a better place. I'll explain to you why. That loved one that has gone on to be with the Lord was maybe their mate that they married and they planned on spending the rest of their lives with. Well, they don't want to know that they are in heaven where everything is perfect. They already know that in their hearts and minds if they're a Christian. They don't want to hear that from everybody that comes by. They know that they are in a better place, but they want their mate, there by their side at that present moment. They didn't want for them to be in heaven right now. It is very, very important that we are careful with the words that we speak to someone who is going through a trial. We need to be careful about and think about what we say. I've learned in my time in the ministry with my husband as a pastor that it's best that I just say, I love you, and I am praying for you. They would so much rather hear that than, well, we know they're in a better place. Although we know that heaven is a much more wonderful or much better place than we could ever imagine, we still have to remember that whoever that person lost as a loved one is, whether it's a mate, son, daughter, close grandparent, they don't want to hear they're in a better place. They want to, all they could use and glean upon is for you to say, I love you and I'm praying for you. Them knowing that you are praying for them is all that they need to know. Because they need those prayers as they're going through trials and valleys such as this in their life. I'm going to share with you some verses. Matthew 27 verse 46 says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, yama sabachthani, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus himself questioned God. So why is it not okay for us as humans to question God as well? Why is it not okay that we ask God the question, why? Jesus did. Stop and think about that for a minute. Jesus asked why. Habakkuk 1:2 says, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and how wilt thou not save? This verse tells me that Habakkuk cried out in violence, in anger, with anguish in their voice, maybe screaming to the top of their lungs, crying out to God, wondering if he will hear. But then, if you flip over to Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God knows our every thought. Whether we scream it out, cry it out, or keep it inside, God knows. And his ways are much higher than our ways. And then in James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. God wants us to have wisdom in what we ask of him, even if it's asking him why. And then God wants us to have wisdom if we are trying to comfort someone else who is going through a trial in a valley in their life. God wants us to come to him when we are happy and come to him when we are in distress. God wants us to lean upon him in the hardest trials of our life. I want you to think about these things that I've spoken of today, and I want you to remember that no matter what you face in your life, God is there for you, and it is okay for you to ask him why. It is okay for you to share whatever emotion it is that you are feeling on the inside, to open up and share it with him. It doesn't matter if you are just silently crying and praying on the inside as you were questioning him or talking to him. And it doesn't matter if you are screaming, shouting at the top of your lungs, asking him why or questioning him. God wants for you to lean upon him in your hardest moments of life. And then remember, when you are asked to be there for someone else who is going through a deep, dark valley or some type of brokenness that has torn them to pieces, then remember that it is okay for you to listen, quietly listen, and then at the very end, if you have no other words of wisdom to share with them other than, I love you and I will be praying for you, that is okay. You don't have to have all of the answers to everyone else's problems. Sometimes just hugging someone's neck and saying, I love you and I'm praying for you, is all they need to hear. Please be careful with your words when you're going to comfort someone else in their valleys. Be careful with how you say things or what you say things. Even if you need to stop and practice in your mind what you want to say before you say something to a person, do that. It's important that we are very careful with our words when we are dealing with someone who is broken. These thoughts come from some of the topics from my books. One of them is A Better Broken for Youth, and the other one is A Better Broken for Kids. And I have just finished my book, A Better Broken for Ladies. And in the near future, I will be announcing the release of that book and all of the information for that book. And I'm very excited because I deal with some of these subjects that I just spoke about today in the past few radio programs that I have spoken about. I deal with a lot of these issues in the book for ladies. And if you're a man, I would like to say that you're more than welcome to read the book as well. But it's more directed toward ladies because I feel that there is a need, a raw need of ladies that want to please the Lord, but sometimes they get so caught up in their personal emotions and tragedies in life that they don't know how to deal with certain brokennesses that they may go through. So I was led by the Lord to write this book to help encourage them and inspire them to learn from the different emotional battles that they might face in their hardships and lives. So ladies, be on the listen. I will be announcing those details very soon. And remember that no matter what you're going through, God is there for you. He loves you. And he is there for you through the brokenness in your life. No matter what brokenness it may be that you may be going through, you can be used by him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not alone. It is my desire to share what the Lord places on my heart with you. And I pray that I am a blessing to you and that you learn from these programs. As I close out this program for today, I want to again say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network and to Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk for asking me to be involved in this radio program. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful organization. And I also would like to say a special thank you to my husband and my children for their love and support, and for other family members and close friends of mine that have been a blessing to me and have been there for me through different trials and such in my life. Thank you all for listening and for your love and support. And again, this has been A Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program, or you can listen to my programs on the Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. I'm having some trouble uploading these programs on the Facebook page, so bear with me as I try to catch up on those as soon as I can list those again. So you can also listen to these programs there once they are fully uploaded. I do have some on there. I think I have like 14 programs on there as of right now. And I'm trying to figure out why I can't get any more on at this present time. But I will be working on that continually. And if you're interested in my handmade resin jewelry that I do, you can also find me on my Facebook and Instagram business pages under the title, A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in my books, you can also find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Thank you again for listening and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. 850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.